Young doctors getting residency training at clinics and hospitals in the Czech Republic are increasingly unhappy with their working conditions, with some saying they have no option but to leave the country. The Young Doctors Group, which is made up of medicine graduates, is mainly concerned with the current system of receiving qualifications, though they also complain about low salaries. Ruth Frankova reports.
Young doctors in the Czech Republic who get residency training while preparing for professional exams only receive part-time contracts. In practice, however, they often put in full-time hours, for which they receive only part-time pay. Dr. Eva Kusíková graduated 4 years ago and now works at a department of anesthesia and intensive care medicine.
Basically, how it works is that you got a very low salary from the hospital. You got some scholarship, not that huge, from the faculty, and you are expected to get some money from the grant for your scientific work. The problem is that officially you only worked for the hospital for about 4 hours a week, but in real life you worked full time, maybe even more, for almost no money at all. And this is how it worked for me for 1 year and a half.
But low pay is not the only problem. Under the current legislation, medical graduates have to spend the first 2 years at one of a number of what are called STEM departments. These, however, don't cover all medical fields. As a result, doctors who want to become, for instance, eye specialists spend the first 2 years of their practice without actually seeing an eye. Tomáš Kocourek is the head of Young Doctors Group, which was formed with the aim of changing the current system.
Because now, as I say, it's unfriendly for doctors. We want it friendly to the doctors, to the young physicians. The state and the ministry must make it easy or easier than now. This is the first condition. The second condition, but I think it's universal for all of the jobs, you want more money. But I think that money for doctors in Czech Republic are shamed. And the third way, we won't spend less time in work, because if you are in work 260 or 300 hours per month, you have no social and no private life, and this is a very big problem.
After a meeting with the Young Doctors Group in Prague on Saturday, Health Minister Dana Jurásková promised to change the legislation to prevent such practices in the future. However, doctors such as Eva Kusíková remain sceptical.
I would very much like to say yes, I hope so, and I always do hope so, but I don't believe it anymore, because young doctors, just many of them, will do the same things as I did, just because they can stay here in Prague and just because they can work in that clinic, and they will hope the conditions for them will improve. They will be willing to do it, and if not, there will be 10 other people who will be willing to do it in your place. So if you want to leave, just leave. I don't know. These promises, to me, they very much sound like, you know, elections are coming.
Dr. Eva Kusíková, ending that report by Ruth Frank.